There are two different measures for the delay spread of a channel. First of all, we can express the maximum length of the delay profile, Tmax, which typically is very long because late reflections can be very weak but can have a very large excess delay. Now, as we have to cut off this tail of the delay spread somewhere, we may say that we only consider reflected waves stronger than, let's say, minus 60 dB or 60 dB below the first arriving dominant component. A more realistic measure is the RMS delay spread, which is more or less a weighted average of the delay of the channel. And if you see the expression, you can interpret this as if we take the expectation value of the delay. Now, if we have a rake receiver, for instance, in a CDMA system, this rake receiver may resolve different delayed paths. And the number of resolvable paths, of course, depends on the maximum delay spread, because even if these large excessive delays are very weak, the rake receiver, in theory, can resolve them.